Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Is it possible at all Flint to kind of linger in the room a little bit as the guard leads the other two out?
Sure.
Just very slightly.
Mm.
And once the guard and Kat and Toby have started ascending the stairs again, I just want to run over to the sorceress and quietly say to her, "Can you tell me why you were imprisoned?"
"Because only one can sit on the throne. One must sit above and one must sit below. One keeps the waves at bay, one keeps the mists at bay."
"Right. And do you believe there is another way?"
"I do not believe. I am the thing that people believe in. There is no place for faith within these walls."
"Okay.
What do you believe?"
"I'm still trying to work that out. But I would like to help you."
"You would like, but you won't."
"I'll come back."
"I hope you find that thing that you were looking for."
I nod and kind of quietly scurry away and catch up to everyone else.
I think Vincent and Hawk are on the... Vincent and Toby are on the kind of the same level here without having to explicitly state it. Like, we're both like, "We didn't like that. That sucked." And I notice you catching up. You'd stop behind. And I'm just going to kind of give you a nod like, "We'll do something about this."
As you kind of get to the top of the stairs, the guard might kind of have noticed that you rejoined. "Wait. You didn't talk to her, did you?"
"Oh, no, sorry. I've just got..."
"That's why she's a sorceress."
"Well, what?"
"People talk to her."
"Right.
They want to do the thing she says."
"Oh, right. No, sorry. And I gestured down to my ripped pants and I say, "I've just got a bit of a sore leg. I'm a bit slow up the stairs."
The scar from when the fallen bit you.
"Yes."
"Yeah, very good, very good, very nice. Good. I like a callback."
In fact,
"I am pleased."
"In fact, I wonder if you could send a seamstress to my room."
"Yes, of course."
"Thank you."
And the guard goes to take you to your rooms, unless you wish to do anything else.
I think just after we are, I mean, depending if Toby is taken to his room before I am.
We can say that.
I want to, if I know where Toby's chamber is, I'd like to kind of come see him pretty much as soon as the guard leaves.
Cool. We will put a pin in that because we will figure out Xavier and Logan.
Yeah.
Where you at?
Where were you thinking?
Xavier doubles back to the vault where all the money is. He takes a bag of money. from the vault
mm-hmm.
and just walks out of the castle.
Yep.
Out into the town, finds some kids that are begging on the street or a family, and just like deadpan is like, here you go. Live better lives. Don't die. Please don't fucking die.
You feel a warm hiss in your ear, like someone breathing directly into your eardrum.
That was very lovely.
Thank you very much.
Did you do that for me?
Of course. I didn't even ask you to.
I
know. I just want to get more love and hope into the world,
then
like you've taught me.
Forget my name. Tell them. Tell them who brought them the coin.
In the name of the God of Light, Lucius.
Bravo. Don't forget in future.
I wouldn't dream of it.
All right, you can take one off your debt.
Thank you.
Also.
Yes.
I hear you've met someone.
Briefly, run in, counter. Nothing to... we just got chatting. Seems like a young, interesting guy, but of course... You know where my loyalties are. You know that you occupy so much of my thoughts.
Oh, you don't need to lie to me.
I would never lie to you.
Don't.
Yeah.
You've been speaking to Sebastian.
So hard to say
that name.
Oh, you should see some of the others. Yes, I've been speaking to Sebastian.
What has he been asking you?
Nothing yet. But my energies are towards you. You know that.
Oh, I know. You are still in free debt to me. If he asks you something, you can tell me.
Okay.
Good. Good. Fate is fickle.
Light is pure.
You always know the light comes every morning. Who can ask that of fate, huh?
Truly.
Good boy.
The light dissipates.
And where's Logan? This charity obligation. You're like, I have to do that.
I know.
I have to give my 10%.
And thank you for like hand waving. It's like, yeah, I just go to the vault and take money. What are they going to do? They got infinite gold in there.
They're not going to notice it missing.
No.
You are heroes.
Yeah.
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 And you have been thoroughly welcomed.
Yes.
Mm. Not also, to mention, you might have fate on your side. Who
also,
knows?
What's more dangerous? A god or
yes.
some mortal citizen?
Truly. Yes. Someone who can make your blood boil.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or someone who's going to lock you in a dungeon. Hmm. Decisions, decisions. Where is Logan?
Quick question.
Yeah?
What is it that we ascertained was the significance of the heart and the head? Like, from what we saw so far, like, what did we know, if anything? Was it just these are places of interest, or was anything already spelled out to us in terms of why we are going to these two places? Or are we just gravitating towards them?
The marker points appeared after you fought on the leg. You get the sense because it was purple ink... that maybe it might have been a little gift from Allegra.
That's what I figured.
Mm.
Cool.
So this was like the map that's like in the wheel, right?
Yes.
The wheel caravan. There's a map. And after we won the fight with the dragon and took possession of it, when we brought the map up, it was like...
We got these two places.
Yeah. Quest markers.
Quest markers.
Logan's ready to play the fucking game even more. So he's going to get led. He'll follow the guard into his room. He'll like, you know, be very gracious. Like, oh, thank you so much. I'll... see you at the dinner tonight. You'll be there, won't you?
Of course, I'll be escorting you.
Oh, see you then.
He turns on his heel and
goes into
out.
The room, immediately goes out. And he wants to play the game that he thinks
good.
Allegra is playing.
Hmm.
We're in a fantasy setting. We're in a big tower where there's a king that's acting kind of weird. Where there's a king, there's secrets. He wants to find the secrets. He wants to find a place in the tower where the guards are extra concentrated. Like, where is the closet secret that the king inevitably doesn't want people to know about?
Hmm. Well, one of them, your cohorts have...
Yes.
Already been escorted to.
That is correct.
And there is a door that leads. The staircase at a certain point is locked off. and it appears to be locked off with heavy locks and chains and almost a blue energy around that.
Is there something that would enable, if he was to, say, grab keys off the guard that was the one that took him to his room? Basically, I'm looking to see if there's a way for him to fool his way into the other path of the secret. He wants to sleuth around. He wants to Mission Impossible this.
Yeah.
That's what I envision for Logan.
Dangerous
as it may be.
Let's put a pin in that. You're looking to get to the secrets. There was a conversation that you two wanted to have.
I just want to quickly catch Toby, and I want to relay the thing the sorceress told me about one above, one below, and all of that.
She told me that too. What did she tell you also?
It was, you have to remind me, but it was that one sits on the throne, one above, one below.
Yeah.
She keeps the sea at bay. The other one keeps the mists at bay. And the message we were to give her
was the tower is going to fall.
The tower will fall.
Which would mean the mists come in, right? Like that's prophecy or something.
And you're saying that she said she was down there because the prince put her there to keep the sea at bay.
I guess so.
She's chained and suffering. What if the sorceress above is the same?
I think we should find a way to check.
I want to free her. She reminds me of someone, and I can't abandon her. I'm scared of the consequences it might bring, but
I think maybe let's get a little bit more information first, and then. But I agree. I think that it felt wrong, and I don't so much like this prince, but I think we need to play the game a little bit more.
Let's, before dinner, let's get us all together and we can discuss what to do then.
Agreed.
While Flint and Hawk are making a plan, DW is slinking around the castle, about to uncover its secrets. A kingdom by the sea with a small ray of sunshine dancing across the immense tower that lifts up to the skies. We have our heroes inside the tower, learning of its secrets. The fool, the great DW
the great,
has decided to go off on his own to try and find a way up to the tower. There was a blockage.
There was some sort of lock or some sort of thing that was just intrigues him even more.
Was it electronic?
Who's to say? Who's to say? Toby is not.
I'm not there.
Is not nearby.
It's a locktronic.
It's just a heavy, heavy, heavy door with chains, locks. It seems impenetrable to a normal person, but of course, the great DW is not a normal person.
That is correct.
He's a paragon.
He's a freak.
He's a freak of nature.
He's a sneaky dwarf that's roguish in sorts. So
what would you like to do?
Well, the first thing he's going to do is DW the Great. He's going to stroke his beard. He's going to look to the left.
Do you still have a beard? Right.
He's got a shorter, more
snout. It's been burned into a goatee.
It's been burned into a much more manageable, less unkempt mane.
I love that your beard burnt away, but there was a second smaller beard.
Yeah, it's the luck of the character better, actually.
Truly. Yeah.
Luck of the fool.
Of the fool. And he looks to the left down the corridor, looks to the right, looks behind him. Rubbing his hands together, he's gonna reach into some of the various pockets and the tool belt that he has, and not unlike a Batman kind of like a yep. utility
shirtless
belt of sorts.
Batman.
And he's gonna see if he's got any sort of like toolkit or the right tool for the job to get to work on unpicking this lock.
Do you have any tools in your equipment?
Well, it's funny you ask.
I have an acetylene torch, actually.
Something to weld?
So I have choose another. Let me just double check this. I want to argue that he's going to use his rapier as a little jiggling toolkit. He's literally going to brute force it, like the pointy edge of the rapier. Because the other thing I can do Or actually, no. One of his throwing knives, much smaller and easier to manage.
Slightly more sense.
I was going to say, yeah, it would be hard to hear the lock if you have to stand a meter away.
Because the other thing I do have as a swashbuckler is I can use any trinkets that I think I need to look the part. But I feel like the throwing knives that I have at my disposal is more kind of the piratey kind of like brute force way of getting into it. Like managing the swashbuckler with the rogue aspect. I think that's my in.
Interesting. Well, let's have a roll for it. Why don't we?
No.
Is there a difficulty on this one?
Shut up, you.
it feels like they could
with be. With the DV, I'd say it's a one. This isn't something like extraordinary. It's difficult, but it's not godly.
Yeah.
You're just trying to brute force a thing.
That's right.
That might have consequences for you later down the line. But we don't know. We don't know that. And so what, just give us
what,
a roll.
Use your fool die
as well.
Is it my dex?
Did you say you're trying to brute force it? Or are you trying to be a bit sneaky? Are you trying to almost slide?
I'm trying to roguey. Slide of hand, rogue it.
Yeah. Give me your dex. Yeah.
Okay.
If you're following at home, the system requires you to have at least one d6 success left over, and the difficulty just removes one of those successes.
Yeah. So you've got two.
I got two, which means with the difficulty, I've got one success.
All right. Which means you do it.
Hey, yeah.
So how do you?
He flips out one of his knives from the back of his belt, and as he like kind of studies the lock with his left hand, he's flipping this knife kind of between his fingers. And when he thinks he's like got it all ready, the knife stops, and he comes in, and just like a surgeon, like a sneaky swashbuckling surgeon, he like kind of starts to jiggle the knife in, feeling through. Look, I'm not a real pickpocket. I don't know what the hell I'm talking about.
Generally need a couple of things in there, but it's fine.
This is fantasy.
Who cares? exactly. It's roguish stuff.
Yeah.
And eventually he like kind of like, you know what? It's like one of those, he's going to fucking like break it. And I'm going to say this breaks the knife as well. Is that when he gets it into the proper point, he then holds it in, and just smacks the bottom of it. So you like
a chisel.
Breaks the lock and breaks the knife as well.
Yeah. You get the sense that the lock itself been worn by many years, and that because of this tucked away nature to this corridor to get to the tower, the stairs to the tower, you get the sense that it's been long neglected, hence why these locks really aren't up to the code.
Yeah. And as the lock kind of like falls down, he grabs it at the last second before it clatters upon the ground. And he's going to like, wincing with one eye closed, he's going to try and open the door as slowly as possible to negate as much. When you hear a bit of the creak, he stops and looks and opens a bit more of it. And stops. And
it's a weird door.
He does this like just enough to kind of like slip himself in. And he goes at first to slip himself in, and like a bit of his like, now he's not a ripped. I think I can't remember if I said if he was ripped or not.
You did say he was ripped.
Damn, well, he doesn't have a gut then.
he can be ripped and have a gut.
You can absolutely be ripped.
I can Thor endgame this. Absolutely.
Thor Bjornsson, right? Yeah. The strongest man in the world.
He like gets it through, his gut's in the way a little bit, he pushes it a little bit further, and then he slips himself in and closes the door behind him.
I was gonna like, you know, maybe add some footsteps and a whistling.
Excellent.
While your gut's like halfway in the door, maybe. Yeah. Must have been the wind.
Must have been nothing.
Probably just rats.
Yeah. Yeah, trapper. excellent. Yeah, you feel the accumulation of dust in your lungs as you breathe in. You know when you step into a place that has been empty for so long? It just has this settling, like the tower itself is alive, a yearning for someone to people its halls as you ascend the stairs.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Stone cut into the building all the way up. It's a spiral. It's a long way up, but you climb.
As he kind of breathes in the dust and the old hair, he's going to rip out a piece of cloth that's kind of like hanging from his belt as well. He's going to wrap it around his face like a little low-hanging outlaw mask.
Yes.
That covers his nose and his mouth as he starts to ascend up the stairs. He's got another one of his knives at the ready, because if DW knows something, the higher you go up a tower in a fantasy realm, in a fantasy story, trouble there be.
Absolutely. And you notice as you go higher and higher and higher, there are small sconces that glow with light, glowing brighter and brighter the further and further and further you climb.
So Sean has to ask the question.
Yes.
What's a sconce? Sconce?
I love a sconce.
I love a good sconce.
I shit you not, all I'm thinking of is a scone at the moment, and I need that image out.
A scone?
It's like a light, a light fixture that hangs off the wall.
Something like, yeah, like a little metal kind of clip thing that you put a torches on.
Oh, yeah.
A lamp, like a, you know... Yeah. Lamp lights.
I used them in Ambrosia Island. I just didn't call them that. I think I just called them a wall
lamp. A wall lamp.
Light wall. Wall
I
light.
I thought a sconce was a little recess in the wall for the same reason. Maybe they're both called sconces. I'm not sure.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Get in the comments. Correct us later.
Yeah, tell us later. Either way, they're for putting lights in.
Yes. Yeah. Flickering with this pure white light. Oh, damn it. Chris is Googling it. Fuck. Hate being fact checked in real time.
It googled scone. And that's as far as we'll go.
I'm not googling anymore.
Yeah, you see all these delicious pastries.
just on the wall.
It's not
a pastry. It's a baked good. It's a cake.
Oh, yeah, shit. Oh,
it's
man.
Not a cake? Okay. Okay. No,
wait. Stop the podcast. Is a scone a cake?
We are in the weeds. All right. The light gets brighter and brighter and brighter as you head up, and at the top of these stairs, there is glass separating you from the top floor.
That I can see through?
Yeah.
Or is it reflecting me?
No. You can see through it. It's like if you go into a museum and they have places that are perfectly preserved, and to stop people going in or to stop the elements from decaying what is inside, they seal it off with glass or resin. Almost like a dollhouse. And you can see up into this room, and it's got a bed, hardly slept in. You can see dresses of a sort, torn, discarded on the floor. You see layers of dust and grime. You see books piled in the corner. And as you look, you hear a tap, tap, tap of claws.
Oh.
On the glass on top of you.
Oh. It's like he's like without, like he freezes, but his eyes are like trying to like move. Like he thinks like if he freezes, he can't be seen.
Jurassic Park.
Yeah. Or the Drax school of
thought. The Drax method, yeah.
But his eyes are like scanning to see if he can locate where this is coming from.
You see two large claws off the bed. Descend, tap, 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 as its talons curl and stretch, almost like a cat waking up from a long nap. They pad on the floor, and with the creaking of the bed, you see a long snout sniffing the air, and a large white creature, not quite a wyvern, not quite a wolf. If you've seen Spirited Away, you might
It's a one Ghibli recognize. Film I've seen.
Yeah. It's like a kind of a serpentine but wolf-like creature with a long, long tail, six legs, a beautiful blue mane, climbs off the bed.
Does it see me?
Do you want to be seen?
I mean, he's just at the top of the stairs, so yeah. he's just frozen in place. He's not exactly hiding, per se. Not that it seems like there's anywhere to hide. Like from my understanding, he's at the top of the platform, the staircase, and what would be the roof is just a glass.
Yes.
Like a glass ceiling, as it were.
Yeah.
And he hasn't been able to push through the glass ceiling as of yet. And there is a room, almost like a princess. Esque room above it with a fucking wolf thing.
Mm.
It's like a traditional Chinese dragon almost.
Yeah, almost, yeah.
Or the let me do it for you thing from the memes. Let me do it for you. Have you seen that long?
Oh, you mean a borzoi?
Yeah, yeah.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
It's a breed
what
of dog.
The fuck yeah, are
the rest of us are at the table like
a borzoi is a I believe it's a Russian wolf dog
right.
with a very, very, very long snout.
It's that cross with a Muppets meme. It's don't worry.
You
about
kind of get okay. that sense, but the way that borzois are depicted in kind of medieval art of these, yeah, long snouted creatures with this kind of half fur, half feather-like, the way that the fur kind of curls off of their long, spindly body, large, large kind of black eyes. Luna's got
sorry,
a picture
of borzoi.
Sorry,
he's taking a lot of Googling today.
Well, he's gonna like look at this thing and just go, I'm sorry, did I wake you?
It opens its mouth and you see all of its rows of sharp teeth.
As it...
yawns and pads closer and closer, now curving its head onto the bottom of the glass to look eye to eye with you.
DW will pull down the cloth that's obscuring his mouth. Can you hear me?
It nods.
Do you... It's like searching for the word. Speak?
It kind of tilts its head to the side.
Oh, fuck a puzzle, this one. Does it look like there's any entrance or any way, or is it just a glass ceiling that's shielding this thing off?
It looks like it's meant to completely be sealed off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then it like, he looks around, he goes, what are you doing up here?
It looks around, kind of coils itself, follows its own tail. Walking around in a circle. It motions to the walls and kind of heads off. And you can kind of see windows on all sides. Four windows, you know, facing each other. Like yeah. One on opposite side. And it opens its mouth and a brilliant light shines out. Like a ray out of the window.
Does it look like... Is there a window from where... Okay, are there windows where I am?
No.
No, so I'm just in an enclosed space.
Yeah. 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 You're in the stairwell.
Damn, that takes out one of my ideas. So he like sees you, he's like, oh, like a lighthouse situation. And I'm sure he can't see for like, because Sean knows what he's doing.
But do you?
Well, I know that he's keeping the mists at bay.
Oh, right. Sorry. I thought you meant you know what you're doing.
No, Sean never knows what he's doing. Sean knows what the creature is doing.
Yeah.
But he just sees a kind of like beacon of light out. Goes, oh, like searches. Like, are you being held captive here, or are you? And he's about to give him the other options. Like, no, one at a time, one at a time, one question.
It kind of taps its foot on the ground one, and nods.
Good. We have the same idea of what yes and no should be. That's good. That's good. That's good. How can I help you?
Bit of an open question that one for one that can't talk.
Yeah.
It taps its foot once and says yes.
It kind of just, it begins trotting around the circle, sniffling through clothes and knocking over books. Looks somewhat agitated, maybe by that question.
Yeah. I have an idea.
Go for it.
Oh, no.
I would hope so.
Ellen.
Yes.
I'm going to give this to you.
Oh, my. You are passing your die to me.
What does this mean?
I've never seen. What does it mean? What's this about?
So this is what? This is what's called if when all else fails. So I am asking Ellen for a bit of good fortune, a bit of good luck, a bit of help in this scenario. Now that Ellen has my die, must do for me. However, the trade-off for that,
I get to give it back at some point and turn your luck the other way.
Oh. Yes. And from now until that point in time, I do not get to use my D6.
No.
So I've given up my right to use the D6.
Now, with this maneuver, a risky, risky maneuver.
Yes.
Although the cards are in your favor now, you get to kind of describe to me how your luck may turn, and I am able to modify as I see fit so you don't go too off the rails here.
So I'm going to give you like a basic idea of the kind of direction I'd like to go in.
We can shape this together. Yes.
What I would like to do is if there is, even if it's just a piece of information or some sort of idea or direction that this being can help me follow in, that is more than me just coming down to the group and saying, hey, there's a weird creature up there. Like something that can point us more in the direction of either how to help this creature, if the creature should be helped, what is more specific to do with this creature. Something that can just give me more information to go on, because at the moment, there's no way for me to properly interact with it, talk with it, get into its space.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm after.
Okay.
Without breaking the story.
Yeah.
That's why I'm,
Hey, it's no story to be broken, right? We're forming it. We're forming it right now. I have a proposal.
Ooh, I like proposals.
Which is that you can either enter the space somehow, or the creature within the glass can give you a vital piece of information, or a piece of information that may help you on your way.
I think it's more daring to go into the space with it.
Yeah, get in there, lad.
So what I think he's going to do is he's like, I'll be back. And he's going to go back down in the space, creep back into the hallway, obviously, scouting to see if there's anyone around.
You have been so lucky. No one's around. They must be on the other side of the castle at this point, as I hold your die in my hand.
And he's going to go to the nearest window. If he gets figured out later, that's fine. First of all, can the window just open?
Yes.
The nearest window back in the hallway.
This is your string of luck that is happening. Right now, what we're describing, everything goes the fool's way.
He is going to go out into the hallway, open up the nearest window.
It opens, yep.
Using two of the remaining knives that are in his pocket, he is going to start scaling the wall.
Insanity.
Yes. Knife. Absolutely.
At a time.
Absolutely.
He may even tie another one to his boots to use bootstraps.
God.
And he's just going to scale his way.
Chris is just shaking his head.
Up and up. The wind buffeting his
Bugs
hair.
Bunny shit.
His breeze. The clanging of his
the
weapons.
All the more heroic. With the wind furling your hair around your face.
It gets colder and colder. He takes moments to admire the mist in the distance and kind of like the view of the entire city. Tries not to think about what would happen if he was to fall.
And as you get closer and closer, your strength beginning to kind of, you know, you've got the shakes now. Your strength is beginning to leech from you. You see from one of the windows at the top a long, white, silvery braid.
I know this story. And when he finally kind of like, I think there might be a moment when he's scaling up and he's just about where the braid is. Mm. And he goes to stab a knife into the rock. And as he shifts his weight to that, the piece of rock like gives way and he's about to fall, if not for the fact that he grabs onto the tendril at the last moment. And he's flailing against, as he's getting rocked against the rock with nothing but this tendril to kind of help him up.
Phil,
we have a sound effect.
I know, but I'm just getting into the spirit.
No, this season is all self-produced.
It's all
kind of, just us.
This is our first a cappella season of Roll to Cast. We're all
scoot-a-bop-bop-bop.
Yeah.
E.E. Ellen effects.
Yeah. Well, sorry, I was trying to do the THX.
Anyway.
You grab onto the braid. It is strong, despite how fragile and delicate it looks. And something begins to pull you up.
Oh, all right.
As you ascend tower, the wind cold and icy biting against your face. And you are brought inside where you see a woman with white hair, a blue dress, and blue eyes, but blue like the sky, not the ocean.
You have been listening to When the Party's Over, which is a Roll to Cast production. The best way to find us is on Twitter, Discord, and our Patreon. All our podcasts are on Acast, Spotify, YouTube, and all good podcatchers. You can support us on Patreon at www.patreon.com/rolltocast. The Die RPG is copyright of Lemon Inc. Limited and Stephanie Hahn Studio. The underlying game systems and mechanics are copyright of Roward, Rook, and Deckard Limited. All rights reserved.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.